Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
You're like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Well, you can kiss under the mistletoe if it's fresh mistletoe. Just make sure your dog doesn't get into it. That can really be dangerous. But what about cannabis? A little different than mistletoe, I believe. But is that bad for a dog? And does it have some positive impact? In fact, veterinarians increasingly are studying this and saying, yeah, this can help in similar ways that it helps people, perhaps with dogs suffering from cancer, with pain, also perhaps anxiety-related issues. Same again as in people. We'll talk with an expert on that topic. Happy holidays! I love this idea for this book. It's called Live, Love, Bark. Woof! And it's a picture book. And some of the pictures in the picture book are maybe your dog, a friend's dog, a relative's dog, and you give it to that friend or relative. And, oh, their dog's picture is in the book. I think it's a cute idea, especially for the holidays. And I'll talk about attitudes of pet owners. A new poll is out about that. All of that, and most importantly, we're here for you. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. As a certified dog and cat behavior consultant, I am here to help you. In Nevada, Sue, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank
good.
You.
Good. What's happening?
Well, I have a 6-year-old pit bull boxer mix I rescued 4 years ago.
And good for you.
He travels with me everywhere.
Great.
Last summer, we got into a car accident. Both of us were okay.
Good.
But she's scared to death to ride in the car now.
Yeah, I understand.
I gave her some Benadryl, tried to calm her down, but she just is terrified.
Okay, so stop the Benadryl.
Yeah.
So what Benadryl does is it makes you sleepy. It also helps with allergies. But it doesn't make you any less scared. So
yeah.
if now you're scared and you're sleepy, that's not really helpful.
Yeah, well, so, I only gave it to her a couple of times.
Yeah.
It isn't working, so I just didn't give it to her anymore.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't. So then you're thinking, well, what do I do? So here's what you can do, and I'll try to go through it. A desensitization counter-conditioning program, which is a fancy way of saying what I'm about to say. So you want to get your dog accustomed to the car, and there's some tools you could use along the way as well that I'll tell you about. The first thing you do is you bring your dog down to the car, and you don't do anything. Just bring your dog down to the car, up to the car, and then go back in the house and feed your dog. And the purpose of feeding your dog after all this is your dog will understand something good is happening after the fact. Then what you do is you bring your dog to the car, open the back seat of the car and toss some treats in there or something. But you don't sit in the front seat. You don't want to go anywhere. You're not going anywhere. Just toss some treats up there. And your dog, if they're good treats, will hopefully not be so afraid that your dog will jump in and gobble up the treats, let your dog jump out, and then a meal happens right after that. Or if you want, you can go for a walk because that's rewarding for dogs too.
Right.
You do that over and over and over until your dog is showing no hesitation whatsoever about going into the back seat to get those treats. Then what you do is you stuff something really good inside a Kong toy or
right.
another. It doesn't have to be that brand, but any toy that, you know, so it could be a hollow bone, a sterilized bone that you stuff treats inside. Anything that'll take a couple minutes for your dog to work on. So your dog is in the back seat of the car. You have not started the engine. You're not even sitting in the front seat. Or maybe you go in the front seat and you read the newspaper for 20 seconds and then you leave the car. You do that over and over until your dog, this is a long process, but it really works.
Okay.
Then what I want you to do is actually sit in the front seat of the car while your dog's in the back seat, chomping on something, keep him busy, but paying no attention. You start the motor of the car and then you turn it right off because you go nowhere except back in the house for your dog to get a meal. Got me so far?
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
Then what you do is you actually, assuming your dog is like happy to go, you could even give it a cue. Let's go to the car. And assuming your dog has no problem whatsoever with that, happy to go back there, chomp on the toy in the back seat, then what you do, and by the way, at this point in time, you want to add an adaptil collar for your dog.
Yeah,
I'll spell it. A-D-A-P-T-I-L. Adaptil.
Okay.
And what that is, it's a copy of a calming pheromone that'll help take off the edge. And at
around
this point in time, we add that collar. And now you're actually in the car, you've started the car, and you are going to, do you have a driveway?
No, I park on the street.
Okay, so you're going to pull out of your parking spot, hope no one is waiting for that parking spot, because you're going to pull right back into it.
Okay.
You're going nowhere. But you've started the car, and you've, I guess, gone 5 feet, and then you've pulled right back into the parking space, your dog goes out, and your dog gets a meal. Or your dog gets to go on a walk. And you do that over and over and over again until the dog shows no signs whatsoever of anxiety. Now, once you get to that point, yeah, now I want you to go around the block. And when you come home, your dog gets a meal. And then you go around 2 blocks. When you come home, the dog gets a meal. And you can still provide something all this time in the back seat for your dog to chew on, to chomp on. That's fine. And at that point, now I want you to go somewhere with the dog that's fun. Now, if your dog likes dog parks, that's fine. If your dog likes pet stores, that's fine. If you have a friend who has a dog and you sometimes visit them, that's fine. Doesn't matter where it is, just somewhere where your dog is going to like. And that becomes your destination, so your dog will understand, okay, we go in the car, we go somewhere, and then we end up somewhere fun.
Okay.
And somewhere that's, you know, like 3, 5, 10 minutes away, but not somewhere an hour away.
Right.
And you will get to that point. Once you've gotten to that point, you're kind of home free.
Okay.
But the idea is to take it slow.
Yeah.
If the dog shows anxiety along the way, you know you've gone too far too fast. Just back it up. The adaptil collar will help. Now, if your dog is physically getting car sick, I need to add a little to this, but you didn't say anything about that.
No, she didn't.
Okay, good.
And, she just shakes like crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as I say, take it really, really slow, like I said, and your dog will be hopefully tolerant to the car ride and maybe even enjoying it.
Well, she acts excited about the car. She gets excited when I start getting ready to leave, like she used to.
Mm-hmm.
And she jumps in the car and she's all ready to go.
Until
like
you go.
Once I start the car up and start moving,
yep.
She lays down and starts shaking.
Right. So the beginning part will go fast.
Yeah.
Because your dog, unlike some other dogs that don't even want to go near the car,
yeah,
has no problem.
Really
So has no problem jumping in the car. You still take it kind of slow, but once you actually start the car is where you need to take it really slow. So you start the car, make sure your dog is okay back there. Your dog's busy chewing on something else. Your dog will see, I'm just starting the car, but I'm going nowhere. And then you get out of the car nonchalantly. Your dog gets a meal afterwards. And you might have to do this for weeks. But once you get beyond a certain point, you'll see that you'll be good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right?
We'll do it. Thank you so very much.
Let us know what happens, and happy traveling.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. toll-free. Check it out, the Facebook page, our fan page. It's where you need to go. It's where you want to go. Facebook.com and then Steve Dale Pet World. Easy enough to find. And also our own website, and that's petworldradio.net. When these sorts of stories come out, I blog about them, I write about them, and you will see them on Facebook. This is the 2017 Pet Owner Attitudes and Usage Survey for Pet Services. What does that all mean to all of you? You will hear next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
When snow and ice pile up on streets and sidewalks, it's time to start thinking about keeping your human and furry family members safe. Melt the ice, prevent those slips and falls, and protect your pet's paws at the same time with Safe Step Sure Paws, which contains no salt. Designated a safer choice product by the EPA, all natural, environmentally friendly, Safe Step Sure Paws Ice Melter is effective in extremely low temperatures and gentle on your furry friend's paws. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or at a retailer near you.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You know, I don't believe this. I suppose it's true, but I don't know. This is it's the 2017 Pet Owner Attitudes and Usage Survey for Pet Services. And there's just some of this in here. So, top-ranked considerations for selecting a veterinary hospital. Number one, staff seems to care about their pet. Number two, overall reputation. Number three, cleanliness. And I guess I could see that. Top reasons for choosing a veterinary facility. Number one, overall reputation. Number two, friendly, helpful staff. Isn't that the same thing as I just said? Sort of, kind of. But what's interesting here, though, is when you get down to boarding facilities. So pet owners who have boarded their dog in the past, 49%. I can see that. Cats boarded, 32%. I don't think that's true. I don't believe a third of the people with a cat have ever boarded their cat. Maybe, I don't know, maybe this is right. I mean, this is one of those official surveys, so I don't know. 76% of boarding facilities used by pet owners require vaccinations prior to taking in pets. I believe that, but the problem with that is the 24% that don't. That's still a significant, a quarter of them don't. That's a big number. They don't require any vaccines. That's wrong. They probably state by state do require rabies because that's typically a state law. But beyond that, they don't. But to me, the question's worded wrong. I don't care that 76% of boarding facilities require vaccinations. I care about what vaccinations they require. So, for example, they typically require kennel cough or Bordetella. Good thing. Fine. Dogs can get sick from Bordetella. Dogs don't die hardly ever, 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 ever from kennel cough or Bordetella. They usually don't get sick to the extent they need hospitalization, unless it's an elderly dog and even or maybe a young puppy. But that's even rare. Dog flu, not so much. Dog flu, a small percent, but a real percent of dogs die, and a more significant percent land in the hospital, yet most boarding facilities don't require vaccination for dog flu, though they require it for Bordetella or kennel cough. How many require for leptospirosis? That number is minuscule, and that, again, can kill a dog. That's a more real problem in many places, not everywhere, but many places in America than kennel cough. And I'm not knocking the idea of vaccinating for kennel cough. Sure, it makes sense, but and requiring that as a boarding facility, but it's the vaccines they don't require that I'm more concerned about. 8 out of 10 respondents said that it's extremely important for them that a boarding facility require all visiting pets to be vaccinated against infectious disease. So the pet owners want it. The boarding facilities, in some cases, don't do it. You can read more about this and stories like it on my blog, and that's stevedale.tv. Coming up next, a book that is so cute, can't be cuter, a good gift selection for the holidays. That's next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Kay Berkner is an assistant publisher at Source Books. So here's what happened. And here's what happens every week when I come in to do this radio show. My producer leaves on the desk several books. And pretty much every single week, there are a couple of books or more that are delivered to us. I mean, pretty much any pet-related book that's out there, from How to Care for Your Leopard Gecko to Training Dogs 101, I receive. So I walk into the studio, and on the desk, I see pictures of our dogs, Hazel and Ethel, on books. Unbelievable. And I said, wow, what a great gift. And thought about that. And then when I came home, by the way, I brought the books home and left them on our coffee table for my wife to accidentally see. And I heard the scream come from the other room, a scream of delight. Don't worry, it was a happy scream. Kay Berkner, assistant publisher at Source Books. This is a great idea.
Well, thank you, Steve, and thanks so much for having me today. We're really, really excited about these books. You know, we are a company of book lovers, but also of dog lovers. When I first started with the company, it was not an uncommon sight to see the owner's Samoyed, Ariel, come trotting down through the bullpen in between the rows of desks looking for treats and pets. So dogs have always had a space in our hearts, and one of the businesses businesses that we have, one of the pieces of our business that we launched a few years ago is Put Me in the Story, which is personalized children's books. And so we were thinking, you know, who else might really love to have personalization? And we thought, well, I mean, who loves the people in their family more than dog lovers and dog owners? And so we have this really beautiful dog gift book, and we've actually created three books to do three different things. But what you can do is you can add your dog's photo, you can add their name, you can write a special dedication to your dog or explaining to the world why you love your dog. And it really makes just a terrific gift, as you and your wife experienced when you first saw them.
Yeah, it was a wonderful surprise. So I must go on to explain a little bit more. So these are your typical gift books. They're small books, you know, and they're the kinds of things. So when you order, if you go on vacation and you create a photo album, you can do that on many websites now, and get back a hardcover or a soft cover with all these pictures from your vacation. It's that kind of thing. And it's not only that your dog or dogs are on the cover of the book, but scattered around some general photos with some cute sayings, you know, about dogs throughout the book, you will see your dog pop up again. Can you choose the photos, the specific photos that you want to use?
You can choose the photos of your dog to add to the book, absolutely. So you'll pick which photo goes on the cover and which photos go on the internal pages as well. The other photos that are in the books, the kind of artistic photos of other dogs that are paired with really adorable dog quotes and inspirational quotes, those will stay the same, but you get to choose the photos of your dog that get featured. So pick the best ones.
Yeah, and on the back cover as well, incidentally. Yep. I love this idea. And I was telling you off the air, now I know what I'm going to get my sister, who I hope doesn't listen to this, because if she does, I just gave it away. Because I think they are great gift ideas. How much are the books, and how can you go about getting them? And one more question, what's the process of adding these photos, especially if it doesn't happen to be your dog, like I want to do for my sister's dog?
You can get them as a hardcover, which is a really terrific kind of coffee table keepsake book, and those retail for $34.99. And you can also order it as a paperback, and those retail for $19.99. So you get to pick which format you want. Each book is 64 pages. We actually have three different versions. So the process of ordering the books, of building one, is very easy, even if it's not your dog. So I'd imagine that your sister, being a dog lover, has probably either texted you or emailed you or posted on Facebook photos of her dog, right?
Sure.
So very easy. You can just grab one of those and go to either putmeinthestory.com or simpletruths.com. The books are on both websites. And you can pick the version that you want, and then you just go find the photo that you'd like to upload. So you can upload one. Like you mentioned, there are places to upload more if you have more. So if you've just got one really great photo of your sister's dog, then you can grab that photo, and you'll go to the site. You'll pick the book you want. You click on Build My Book. It'll ask you, well, what's the dog's name? You put that in. It'll ask you to upload the photo, and then you'll have an opportunity to write a short note either to your sister or her dog, whichever you choose, and write who the book is from, and that's it. Then you click Build My Book, and you're ready to go. We'll ship that great, wonderful gift off to you, and hopefully you can hear more screams of delight.
Kay Berkner from Sourcebooks, thank you so much. I love it. It's a great gift idea. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Biz Talk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
is Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. The one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. You can call with your paws if you like or train your dog to do it. So far, we've been doing this show 10 years now, and so far not a single dog has called. I want to see that changed. Hi, Lynn?
Yes.
You're not a dog?
Nope, I'm not.
Yeah, you're not a cat?
No, but I do have two.
You do have two. I want a cat to call in. One of these weeks, I expect a cat to call in. How can I help you?
Well, my two cats can clear a room in no time.
I'm afraid
when
to ask.
When they use the litter
box,
I mean, it reeks.
Ooh, okay.
And I was wondering if there is a type of kitty litter that would be the best, or if there is, like, another issue going on.
All right,
that
so here's
could be
sure. So here's
the room clearing.
So the good news for everyone is that radio doesn't yet include smell. So that's good for all our listeners.
Yes, it is.
But I feel poorly for you. So One of several possibilities is going on. I want to know if it's just one of the cats that has the smelly poop, or if it's both cats that have smelly poop.
I am not sure.
Okay, so that would be...
I'm kind of thinking it's my little boy.
Okay, so that would be more interesting.
Actually, he's not so little. He weighs 26 pounds.
Oh, not such a
and
little boy.
I say that because he can goes between 24 and 26. I always say because it depends on how loaded he is.
Okay. Now, that's my next question. Is what comes out especially loose, or is it solid and firm?
It varies. Sometimes it is a real running mess.
Okay, so here's what you need to do. I'm thinking the problem... Have you talked to your veterinarian about this?
Not really.
Okay, so what I believe you could do is take a picture... Veterinarians actually like these photographs. Take a picture of the number two in its various forms. As so you're waiting for your veterinary appointment. Let's say it's a week away. So during that period of time, take some images of the poop. Bring that with the cat to your veterinarian. My guess is that it's either, you know, some of us do well. I could eat hot dogs every day and my stomach would not complain and just say, bring it on. I know other people, one hot dog, and that's one too many, you know, and they have problems. And our cats are the same way. So some individual food may disagree. It may be the brand. It may be not necessarily the brand, but the particular kind of food you're buying within the brand.
Well, I went from a what I thought was a good brand.
It might be. Let me finish here. It might be a really good brand for 99% of, you know, every individual's an individual, you know, so it may work great for your other cat, may work great for all the cats down the block, just not this one individual cat. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the brand. In fact, probably it's a superb brand that you're purchasing. So it may be the individual food, but it may have nothing to do with the food. It may be, or that individual brand, it may be a food allergy about an ingredient in the food, or it could be, or it could be a gastrointestinal issue that needs to be solved that lots of foods your cat would have a problem with. So your veterinarian can figure out which of those is the most likely possibility. But definitely, if the poop is loose on a regular basis, that can't be comfortable for your cat. Clearly isn't comfortable for the people that live in the house. Probably not comfortable for the other cat who's got to share the same box from what you said.
It's so, funny, but he does not cover it up, his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl cat always has to go in there and try to bury it. I mean, it...
I feel badly for her.
I said to somebody once, I said, it must be a guy thing.
No. You know, so individual cats... for a variety of different reasons, will not bury their number two. And we don't even know what all those reasons are. Some cats, it's just an individual tendency not to do it. Other cats are saying, essentially, they don't like the litter. Other cats just want to get the heck out of there, which might be the case with your cat, because it is so often uncomfortable to go, perhaps. So maybe your cat will begin to bury it. Once your cat is more comfortable about using the box, I definitely would think that adding a second box might be fair to your other cat to give your other cat an option about which box to use. If you have the space, I would definitely do that because at some point in time, she may say the heck with it. I'm not using this box anymore. So you're lucky that your other cat is hung in there. But I wouldn't force your other cat because this box seems at times. I mean, you can't be home all the time to scoop immediately. And
no. And
it's not your other cat's job to cover it, even though your other cat said, I'll do it, I guess. Maybe your other cat is union. I don't know. So you've got you've got your other cat doing this. So at some point, your other cat may say, I'm retiring. I don't want to do this anymore.
And somebody else told me, too, it could be because of his size. I mean,
that wouldn't be loose.
26 pounds. I mean, he's got a shape. It's more round. I mean,
well, all right. So that's an issue and an important issue. We, you know, it, and I'm glad you brought that up. We live in a nation, you're not alone, filled with overweight cats. And as a result of the cats being overweight, there are all sorts of medical issues that are linked to being overweight or obese for cats. We know that is the case, and we know it's not healthy for your cat to be overweight or obese. So you're absolutely right about that. However, while that might explain, you're right, it might explain why your cat is not bearing the poop, it doesn't explain the loose poop, and it doesn't explain the stink of the poop. So still, same thing, see your veterinarian. Those possibilities I laid out are among the possibilities that are most likely. I suppose parasites and some other things are possible as well. So see your veterinarian and let me know what happens.
Oh, okay, I will do that. Thank you for your help and advice.
Fair enough. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. I'll be right back. I've got to go get a clothespin for my nose. Coming up next, you've been waiting for this. That is our email question of the week. Last week I talked about, well, the most common question that I get are cats who think outside the box. Well, guess what? We have a cat who's having accidents outside the litter box. That's exciting. That is next on Steve Dale's Pet World.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
The temperatures are dropping, the streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or at a retail near you.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, this goes along perfectly with the email question that we'll get to in a moment, and that's, how important is it what comes out the other end of your pet? We'll talk to a woman affectionately known as the Poop Queen. She's proud of that moniker, and her name is Gail Zarnecki Malden, and we'll talk about really how important that is. And these days, if you're a veterinarian, all the time on a daily basis, you get pictures of poop from pet owners because it's so easy to email them. And people say, is that right? Does that look right to you? Well, we'll talk about what's right or not right. Also, itching and scratching pets. Yeah, winter is here, just about here, and the air is drier, at least for many of you in the country. So we'll talk about how that affects our pets, also winter safety.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, Riley is a tabby that we rescued last October. He was surrendered by people who moved to an apartment where animals are not allowed. He loves to be with us, but our 17-year-old cat is sometimes annoyed by Riley, although they do seem to have developed a routine. That's a good thing, by the way. We have two litter boxes in the basement. One aspect of Riley's personality we initially found cute, as was how comfortable he was at being in our bathroom. If he was upset by the older cat, he'd run into our bathroom, scratch at the side of the bathtub, and that calmed him down. Sometimes he'd yowl in the middle of the night, and to calm him down, we'd stick him in the bathroom. Never heard of that. Unfortunately, Riley developed the habit. This is real. I could not make this stuff up. Unfortunately, Riley developed the habit of having bowel movements in said bathroom. We thought this was better than pooping on the floor because it happened in the kitchen, in the bathroom sink. So we didn't stop him. Now he uses a bathroom sink or bathtub as a litter box. If we catch him, we move him to the litter box, he will use it. Any ideas to retrain him? From Laura in Connecticut. Well, first of all, congratulations for taking in this cat. I'm glad you did. Secondly, listen to next week's show because we'll talk to the poop queen and how there may be another issue here having to do with constipation, something else. Also, the diet might not be agreeing exactly right with your cat. In other words, there might be some physiological component to this. Now, I'm thinking that these litter boxes are in the basement, right? So you've got these two litter boxes in the basement, and you have a 17-year-old cat as one of the two. Now, I understand it's not the 17-year-old cat that's jumping up in the bathroom sink or into the bathtub and doing number two, but I'm concerned about that, too. Here's why. You've got to go down all those stairs to get to the basement, right? 17-year-old cats are generally arthritic. At some point in time, this 17-year-old cat's saying what the other cat, Riley, is saying right now. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going down to the basement. So in any which case, no matter what, you need at least one, and I would suggest two litter boxes, which I'll get to, on the main floor. Yeah, leave the ones in the basement there, but I would add two for sure on the main floor. Now, what about Riley, the cat going in the bathroom sink? Well, there are some veterinarians, and I can understand this, that feel, and I've already alluded to this, the cats that go in a bathroom sink or, for that matter, a kitchen sink and porcelain in some way, it feels good to go there better than a litter box, that there may be something medically going on. And for other reasons that I mentioned already, I'm concerned that possibly something medically may be going on with this cat that would explain it. So that, do see the veterinarian, absolutely. If there's nothing medically going on, and these two cats, you say, have developed a way to live together, but they don't like each other all that much, I'm thinking litter boxes need to be spread out on the main floor. One, and you're not going to like this, but one in the bathroom. We know the cat goes in the bathroom. We know the cat will go in the litter box given the opportunity. The litter box doesn't necessarily need to stay in the bathroom. That's up to you. Once the cat, if the cat, hits the litter box, begins to hit the box, then over time, gradually, inch by inch, inch the litter box to where you want on the main floor, not in the basement. And meanwhile, as I said, and I'll say it again, another litter box for your other cat on the main floor. I hope that helps you out. You can email me your questions. I hope you all do. steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation you have not asked me to have, but I've wanted to have it, and I think it's interesting, really. Cannabis for dogs. You heard me right. And cats, too. I mean, can we use cannabis the same way we are to help people to help our animals? We'll find out with a veterinary pharmacologist next.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero.
Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Clinical pharmacologist Dr. Dawn Booth is here to talk about what might be one of your favorite topics. I do get asked this a lot. Mm-hmm. So if medicinal cannabis, mm-hmm. marijuana, can be used in people, why wouldn't it or couldn't it be used in our pets, or can it?
Yeah, and that's pretty exciting. The answer is absolutely yes. In fact, if you look at most of the therapeutic indications for medical marijuana or its constituents, so let's call them cannabinoids, almost every one of them has a corollary, if not an exact corollary, then a similar corollary in animals. And what's particularly exciting to me is, as we design clinical trials to demonstrate the efficacy, whatever we do in dogs and cats actually should help people as well, because our diseases are their diseases. So when we think about epilepsy, control of pain, whether it's chronic or acute. Cancer, a lot of indications promoting appetite in diseases that suppress appetite. Stopping vomiting. These are all indications that our animals have, our pets have, just as much as people do.
So one concern might be dosage. And let me back up a step and explain what I believe has happened, sadly, over and over again, all across the country, and particularly in Denver, because it's so easy to get
sure.
in Denver,
yeah.
Where you go to the dispensary mm-hmm. where you get this, and you come home with cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And normally drugs we put in a cabinet, we close the door, and even then it's a problem that our dogs get into this stuff too often. So you put the cookies up on the counter, there is no cabinet, they're available, sort of speak. What's more, there may be chocolate in the cookies, so now you've got a double whammy. These cookies are dosed for people, and it's one cookie per person, as opposed to a whole, you wouldn't have a whole as a human being. You would never have all these cookies at once, but a dog doesn't know that.
Well, I would have all those cookies at once, but we're not talking about that today, are we? So you made a really good observation, and really what you're reminding us is, first of all, inhaling causes much higher concentrations than eating, but eating can potentially get us in trouble. But the one thing I'm going to remind everybody of is that when you eat marijuana-laced products or cannabinoids, your liver takes most of that out of circulation before it ever gets into circulation. So we call that first-pass effect, but mainly what we're saying is the nice thing about orally taking in a product like that is most of it never makes it into circulation. But you're right, a dog's going to come along and it's going to eat a batch of cookies. I would say it's very difficult to actually kill anybody with these products. Marijuana and cannabinoids, CBD in particular, are really very safe. Now, dogs do have a little bit of a different reaction. They kind of get shaky, ataxia. That's different than people. And I think what happens sometimes is an animal that's ingested these cookies, the owner sees it, they get scared because they're afraid that their animal's getting in trouble. You go to the vet reads about marijuana toxicosis, and it is true. We've seen an increase in those incidences in those states that have legalized marijuana. But the reality is, it's really not a toxic compound. And I try real hard not to use the word toxicity when I talk about marijuana. When you look at the studies that have actually tried to cause toxicity in dogs, it takes a phenomenal amount of the compound to really get an animal in trouble life-wise. So let's say a serious life-threatening trouble. You've hit the nail on the head, because frequently when we do see toxicities, and if you look at the couple of studies that are out there, I think there have been two dogs that have actually died, but they ingested chocolate, usually the brownies, something like that, or a very, very high medicinal grade. So in general, I think really it's quite safe, and it's hard to do that.
Totally. Are you excited about the prospects here?
Yeah.
Particularly of pain relief.
Yeah. I think one of my biggest disappointments as I look back on the history of marijuana is in the 1930s we made the decision to put it in the substance abuse rather than therapeutic intervention and medicinal. It's a subject that has been waiting. It needed to come, and I am really excited about the potential applications for pain. But there are other applications. Refractory epilepsy is such a difficult syndrome for clients to treat. The one caution I'm going to say is, while I'm extremely excited, we need the science. And one of the warnings that I would make to anybody that's interested in these products, it's not the safety as much as the quality and the products that are coming down the pipeline, because these aren't regulated. It's going to be real easy to make a product that says there's something in there that isn't. And we don't want that to happen. We want to make sure if an animal's being treated with something, they're really being treated with something.
Dr. Dawn Booth, exciting to talk to you, and
Thank you.
Open the window into the future in a way in which I am very excited about.
Me too.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalk Radio.